Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Seamus Toomey joins us now, editor-in-chief of co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Are you smiling, Seamus?
I am. Yes, I am definitely smiling.
You know why I'm smiling?
Because it's warm out?
No, because I love Vienna beef. There, I said it.
Yes. You know, it's really, you know, I don't know if I trust people who don't. Vienna Beef is just one of those great Chicago companies that it makes us happy every time I see one of their V signs with the hot dog or the Polish spiked through the middle of it. It's fantastic. And good news for Northsiders. Vienna Beef is moving back to Bucktown. Their headquarters had been along the Chicago River on Damon for years and years and years, and they shut it down about 3 years ago. They were going to build a big indoor-outdoor driving range right along the river, but that fell through during the pandemic, and Vienna Beef just announced yesterday they are going to completely restore their old headquarters there, about $20 million worth of work. They're going to open up a factory store where you can buy hot dogs and Polish and everything by the pound, and they're going to move their headquarters there. So it's good news. There'll be a restaurant there as well. I'm bearing the lead here. You'll be able to go there and eat, and just kind of a great return for Vienna Beef. They had moved to the West Loop, their headquarters, and they had a factory store and production down in Bridgeport. That's all going to stay there as well. So this is just an expansion and a chance for people in the Bucktown area to go and buy 50 pounds of hot dogs.
That might be me. I'm telling you, there is nothing like a Vienna Beef hot dog. And I like the ones with the casing, and I like the ones without. And Maxwell Street Polish, they have Italian beef. They're going to do great burgers, fries, and soup and chili, I read, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they've got great condiments. I know we're gushing over here, but, you know, they're
mustard, neon relish.
Yes.
Sport peppers. They're all in my fridge or cabinet.
I'm proud to be a Chicagoan knowing Vienna Beef is in our corner.
In fact, if I had another kid, I'd name him or her Vienna. That's what I would do.
Love it.
All right. I heard Kevin Powell on the Lisa Dent Show talking about this. There, you can golf on Wrigley Field's upper deck.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. There's a company that goes around the U.S. and they take sports stadiums and they turn them into driving ranges for a couple days. You can pay big bucks and go into Wrigley Field. This is going to be July 6th through 9th, and they set up you can tee off from the upper deck and hit it down onto Wrigley Field, and they'll set up little greens where if you get it within the circle, it's a birdie. If you get it outside, it's a bogey. And it's kind of just a sort of a fun way to experience Wrigley's, if you're a golf fan and you just have always wanted to throw something or hit something from the upper deck out of the field. This is your first chance to do it legally.
All right, and there's a study on climate change. I saw this on blackchicago.org, and there are different neighborhoods hotter. They want some volunteers to find out, correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is the city is a part of a national study. They're going to do it this summer. And what they want to do is they want to chart exactly where in the city it gets hottest on our hottest days. Different factors, including just the environment and the amount of trees and the amount of pavement. And they want to just map out all of the worst areas of Chicago for heat and try to figure out a plan to maybe do something about alleviating that. And to do so, they're asking people to sign up on the city's website. One day this summer, they'll alert everyone and they'll give you a heat sensor and some training. And they want you to drive around at least your own neighborhood, but different parts of the city as well. And they get enough people to do this. These sensors will track heat, humidity, temperature, time, location, everything like that, get it all into a system and really sort of get a almost like a crowdsourced heat map of Chicago on its hottest day. So interesting thing. I don't know exactly how many volunteers are, but if you go to the city's website, you can sign up and get a little bit of training and then drive around for fun one day this summer.
All right, cool. Sounds like a good one. And thank you for checking in. We really appreciate it.
I'll keep smiling, Wendy.
You got to keep smiling. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago.